Chapter 12. 2,000 Operas. Musical Savants. The first adult musical savant I met was a retarded man who had been admitted to a nursing home where I worked. I first described Martin in A Walking Grove, a chapter in The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat. Martin had been normal at birth, but at the age of 3 he contracted meningitis, which caused seizures and a spastic weakness of his limbs and voice. It also affected his intelligence and personality, so that he became impulsive, odd, and unable to keep up with his classmates at school. But along with these problems, he developed curious powers. He became fascinated by music, would listen to it intently, and would then sing the melodies he had heard or play them on the piano, as best he could with his spastic limbs and voice. He was greatly encouraged in this by his father, who was a professional opera singer. Along with his musical abilities, Martin also developed a prodigious rote memory. Once he was fitted with glasses for the very severe visual problems he had been born with, he became an avid reader, retaining, though often not understanding, everything he read. And this, like his musical memory, was auditory. Whatever he read, he heard in his mind's ear, sometimes in his father's voice. As some people may be said to have a photographic memory, Martin had a phonographic one. Though solitary in his habits, Martin was able to live independently and to do simple, unskilled work. His only pleasure, seemingly, was to sing in church choirs. He could not be a solo singer with his hoarse, spastic voice, but by the time he was 61, his increasing physical disabilities, arthritis and heart disease among them, brought him to the nursing home. When I met him in 1984, he told me that he knew more than 2,000 operas, as well as The Messiah, The Christmas Oratorio, and all of Bach's cantatas. I brought along scores of some of these, and tested him as best I could. I found I was unable to fault him. And it was not just the melodies that he remembered. He had learned, from listening to performances, what every instrument played, what every voice sang. When I played him a piece by Debussy that he had never heard, he was able to repeat it almost flawlessly on the piano. He then transposed it into different keys and extemporized on it a little, in a Debussyan way. He could grasp the rules and the conventions of any music he heard, even if it was unfamiliar or not to his taste. This was musicianship of a high order in a man who was otherwise so mentally impoverished. What was the origin of Martin's musical powers? He had an intensely musical father, and musical ability is often inherited, as with the 7 generations of the Bach family. He was born into and grew up in a musical household. Was this enough? Or did his auditory and potentially musical powers also gain strength from the poorness of his vision? Darold Treffort, in his remarkable book on savantism, Extraordinary People, notes that more than a third of all musical savants are blind or have very poor vision. Martin was born with very severe visual problems, but this was not recognized and corrected until he was almost 3. So in these early years, he must have been nearly blind and dependent on hearing to orient him and make sense of the world. Or was it the meningitis, which, while stripping him of some of his cortical controls and higher powers, also stimulated or released previously unsuspected savant powers? The term idiot savant was introduced in 1887 by Langdon Down, a London physician, in reference to feeble-minded children who had special and sometimes remarkable faculties. Among these were exceptional powers of calculation, drawing, mechanical aptitude, and above all, of remembering, playing, and sometimes composing music. The case of Blind Tom, an American slave who exhibited prodigious musical powers from an early age, attracted worldwide attention in the 1860s. The pianist John Davis recorded much of Blind Tom's music on a 1999 CD. Davis has subsequently written about the savant slaves' fascinating history in several articles, and is currently working on a book about Blind Tom and his times.